Imagine you are an operations director, right? And it's maybe 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, the absolute worst time to be staring at a computer screen.
Exactly. You are staring at the screen and you're just trying to figure out if the people walking through the doors for the 6 a.m. shift are, well, actually cleared to run the floor today.
Which sounds like it should be a simple question.
Right. But to figure that out, you have to log into one system to see if they finish their onboarding. And then you open a totally separate HR platform to check their skills profile.
Yep, the classic swivel chair integration.
Yeah, exactly. You're swiveling around, digging through a third entirely different database just to see if they've read the newly updated safety procedure. And then finally, you switch back to your scheduling software to see if they are even on the rota.
It's exhausting just listening to it.
It is. You have this massive, fragmented, like a Frankenstein tech stack, really, that costs your enterprise an absolute fortune, but you still can't easily answer the most critical operational question of the day.
Which is basically, who can do the work? Can we actually prove why? And can we allocate them right now with total confidence?
Yes,
Because a
exactly.
massive blind spot for leaders. And the irony is, I mean, enterprises are spending millions of dollars to create that blind spot.
Because they keep buying more software.
Right. They are buying these hyper-specialized tools that only answer very narrow, disconnected questions. Like, the training system tells you someone watched a video.
Okay, cool.
The compliance tracker tells you a certificate is valid. But none of these standalone silos communicate with each other to give you a live, real-time picture of operational readiness.
And that friction is exactly what we are unpacking in today's deep dive. We are looking at a platform called ScarIXX. And just a quick note for everyone listening, that is pronounced scripts. And we're exploring how it takes the core jobs of eight different categories of legacy software and consolidates them into one unified workforce capability
It's a
platform.
really ambitious mission.
It is. But we need to establish some crucial framing right up front, because Skring is not claiming to be a one-for-one feature replacement for every single legacy product on the market.
Right, that's an important distinction.
Yeah, if you try to match feature lists like checkbox for check docs against eight standalone systems, you're kind of missing the point. It's about consolidating the core capabilities and the main categories of software spend into one connected operational engine.
That framing is essential, I think. It's a fundamental shift in how an enterprise architecture works. Instead of asking your tech stack eight different fragmented questions, ScrayingX connects the underlying data to give you one unified answer.
Let's walk through how this actually works by, following the natural life cycle of a worker. Because every capability, no matter how complex the job is, it starts with acquiring baseline knowledge.
Absolutely.
So naturally, the first thing an organization does is they buy a learning management system or an LMS. They need to get information into a new hire's head. But the problem always seems to be what happens the moment that person closes the browser window.
Right, because traditional LMS platforms are inherently administrative. I mean, they are built to manage course catalogs, track enrollments, log completions.
It's a glorified checklist.
Exactly. The entire architecture is designed to tell you that an employee spent, say, 45 minutes clicking through a presentation. It doesn't tell you if they retained a single word of it.
Let alone if they are safe to operate heavy machinery on the floor.
Exactly. The data generated by an LMS is almost entirely divorced from the physical reality of the work being done.
It's like assuming someone can safely rebuild an entire car engine just because you have a digital receipt proving they watched a YouTube tutorial and hit mark as complete.
Yeah, that's a perfect analogy. It's terrifying when you think about the stakes in heavy industry.
We need actual verifiable proof. So how does ScrimSX handle that learning component differently from a legacy LMS?
Well, it still provides the foundational delivery you'd expect, right? It handles your PDFs, your videos, and your standard SCORM packages.
And for clarity, SCORM is essentially the old school plumbing of e-learning, right?
Yeah, it's a technical standard. It basically allows a course to tell a host system, yes, this user clicked next enough times to finish.
Got it.
So ScrisGex handles all of that, but it deliberately treats that digital completion as just step one. It instantly connects that learning module to a live capability record.
Okay, what does that actually look like for the worker?
It triggers evidence capture. So a worker might have to upload a video of themselves performing the task on the floor, which then routes to a manager and requires a physical sign-off. It's a continuous thread from acquiring the knowledge to proving operational readiness.
But the enterprise tech world didn't just stop at the LMS, did they? Because about a decade ago, everyone realized that traditional LMS platforms were, frankly, miserable to use.
Oh, they were so clunky.
Yeah. So companies went out and bought our second category, which is learning experience platforms, or LXPs. The pitch was always, you know, we are going to make corporate learning feel like Netflix.
Right. They wanted to solve the engagement problem. LXPs were brought in to prioritize content discovery, personalized recommendations, and a beautiful user interface.
But they created a new problem, didn't they?
They absolutely did. They prioritized engagement and content consumption over operational alignment.
Right.
So you end up with a highly engaged workforce binge-watching, like, leadership seminars.
Yeah.
Which is great for morale, sure. But it does absolutely nothing to tell a shift supervisor if that person is certified to handle hazardous materials today.
It's basically corporate entertainment disguised as capability.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So how does ScreeXX consolidate that LXP job without losing the engagement? Because, you know, looking at the platform, they do lean heavily into the user experience, but they structure it through three very distinct views, right?
They do. ScreeXX offers personalized journeys through a corporate experience, which is for your heavily regulated, compliance-driven roles, a balanced experience, and a gamified experience.
In that gamified view comes complete with XP points, unlockable achievements, progression levels, all that stuff.
Yeah, role-based development paths, the whole nine yards.
I want to challenge that gamification piece, though, because a lot of operations leaders hear XP points and badges and immediately roll their eyes.
Sure, they think it's a toy.
Right. Sounds like a gimmick. How is giving someone a digital gold star fundamentally different than the corporate entertainment we were just criticizing?
Well, it's a fair pushback, but the mechanics underneath the gamification are entirely different here. In a legacy LXP, you get points just for consumption, like watching videos, reading articles.
Just for showing up, basically.
Exactly. But in ScreeXX, the underlying readiness logic is identical, whether you are using the gamified view or the strict corporate view. You don't earn an achievement just because you watched a safety video.
Okay, so how do you earn it?
You earn it because a manager signed off on a practical assessment proving you can execute a critical task.
Ah, so the badge actually represents a validated capability, not just screen time.
Precisely. And the psychological drivers behind this are incredibly potent when applied correctly. I mean, independent research from organizations like Gallup consistently shows that visible progression, transparent internal mobility, and clear recognition are massive levers for employee retention.
People want to know they are moving forward.
Exactly. Employees who feel their skills are recognized and who can visibly see their progression pathways are significantly less likely to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So ScreeXX is operationalizing those behavioral drivers, but rooting them in hard operational truth.
Okay, so we have a workforce that has consumed the knowledge and they are engaged with the system. Now we have to translate that theoretical knowledge into what a person can actually execute on the floor.
Right, the execution is everything.
Which brings us to the wild west of HR tech skills and competencies. Organizations want to know what their people can do, so they go out and buy category number three, which are skills clouds.
Yeah, and skills clouds became massive because large enterprises realized they didn't actually know what their people were capable of beyond their formal job title.
Right.
So they buy these platforms to build massive taxonomies. Think of a taxonomy as a gigantic, incredibly complex corporate dictionary that categorizes every potential ability your workforce might possess.
Sounds useful in theory.
In theory, yes. But the flaw is that these dictionaries just float in the cloud. They rely on inferred data or self-reported tags, like an employee tags themselves as having forklifts and leadership skills.
Right, but I could tag myself as a forklift driver right now, and I've never driven one in my life.
Exactly. That tag is entirely disconnected from your live operating procedures and deployment realities.
Which means it's totally useless to the supervisor building a rota for a high-risk shift. But wait, I need to pause you here because you're losing me a bit in the HR terminology.
Oh, sure.
Because organizations don't just buy skills clouds. They also buy category four, which are competency and capability mapping tools. Mechanically speaking, what on earth is the difference between a skill and a competency?
It's a great question.
Why are companies buying two completely separate, expensive platforms for what sounds like the exact same thing?
It's a semantic trap.
Mm-hmm.
And it has literally cost enterprises millions in redundant software. In the HR tech world, a skill is treated as a discrete, specific ability.
Okay.
So knowing how to calibrate a specific machine, that is a skill. A competency, on the other hand, is much broader. It's a framework of behaviors, combined skills and knowledge required to fit a specific role, profile like warehouse leader level 2.
Okay, so one is granular, one is broad.
Right. And because legacy technology couldn't easily map the granular discrete action to the broad behavioral framework, companies bought skills clouds to track the individual tags, and they bought separate competency tools to map out their static HR progression ladders.
Wow. So you have two different maps, but neither of them is actually plugged into the live traffic conditions on the ground?
Exactly. They are static models. Right. Skranik X consolidates both of these by taking those static HR frameworks and turning them into dynamic operational readiness intelligence.
How dynamic are we talking?
Very. In Skranik X, you have role-to-skill mapping and multi-role readiness natively built in. When an employee passes a practical assessment on the floor and gets a manager's digital sign-off, the system updates their granular skill level immediately.
Okay.
But it also instantaneously updates their broader competency profile, recalculates their progression ladder, and changes their live capability status across the entire enterprise.
And we really have to dig into how that recalculation happens, because this introduces the AI action engine, right? Which is a big piece of this.
Oh, it's huge.
Because SkriXX doesn't just map a gap in your workforce and leave you to figure out how to solve it. It actively works the problem.
Yeah. The AI action engine is where the platform shifts from being a system of record to a system of action. It constantly monitors this live capability data.
Okay.
If it detects a readiness risk, a road a gap, or an expiring compliance certificate, it doesn't just turn a dashboard light red and wait for someone to notice. It calculates the fastest, safest route to close that gap.
Give me an example of that in action.
Okay. Let's say you need 12 qualified operators for a shift tomorrow, but only 10 are cleared. The engine might look across your workforce, identify two workers on a different overcovered shift who have the exact verified skills needed, and recommend a reassignment.
Oh, wow.
Or if it sees that 11 workers have completed their training but are just waiting on a final practical sign-off, it actively routes those specific assessment tasks to the right managers on the floor to get them cleared in time.
It's taking that massive cognitive load off the middle manager.
Entirely.
Now, let's pivot a bit, because having the skills is really only half the battle. Those skills have to be executed according to very strict, constantly changing company procedures.
Yes, the rules of the game.
Right. Which leads us to category 5, SOP and knowledge-based systems.
Organizations buy these to act as the corporate vault for their control documents, their standard operating procedures, and their policies.
But the architecture is almost always a passive lockbox, right?
Completely passive. A PDF is uploaded, it sits in a digital folder, and it does absolutely nothing until an auditor demands to see it. Or, worse, until a catastrophic error occurs and someone needs to figure out what went wrong.
And the standard way companies try to train people on those documents is, honestly, it's a joke. Just emailing a PDF attachment and asking everyone to reply, read, and understood.
Yes.
It's terrifying from a liability perspective. Mm. SkriXX consolidates this by actively turning those static procedures into dynamic learning. But tell me about the mechanics of that. How does the AI actually extract training from a dense 50-page technical document?
So the platform utilizes natural language processing to scan the control document.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't just looking for basic keywords. It's analyzing the text for imperative verbs and safety critical steps.
Like what?
Things like must shut off valve before proceeding or calibrate to 50 PSI. The AI then uses those critical steps to automatically generate contextual assessment questions.
That is wild. But what happens when the rules change? Let's say a critical safety protocol is updated this morning. How does SkriX handle the ripple effect across thousands of workers compared to a legacy knowledge base?
Well, in a legacy system, that update creates a massive administrative nightmare. You upload the new version, you instantly lose track of who read the old one, and you have no idea who is actually compliant on the floor right now.
Because everyone's status is technically out of date.
Exactly. In SkriXX, the moment you publish that new version-controlled SOP, the platform's engine instantly recalculates readiness across the entire workforce.
It doesn't wait for a manual sync.
No, instantly. It analyzes exactly what changed in the document, maps that changed to the required skills, and identifies exactly who is affected.
So it actually understands the context of the change and the context of the worker.
Yes, exactly. Let's say the update affects 43 specific workers across 3 different sites. SkriX might determine that 12 of those workers now have a capability gap because of the new rule.
Okay, so it flags them.
It flags them, but it also instantly generates a micro refresher module just for them, assigns the required practical sign-off tasks to their specific shift managers, and, this is the critical part, marks those 12 employees as at risk or undeployable for that specific task until the loop is closed.
It automatically builds an operational gate,
yes,
which bleeds perfectly into Category 6, which is compliance and training record systems. Because if you are operating in a highly regulated industry, manufacturing, aviation, pharmaceuticals, you usually have a dedicated system just to track mandatory training and expiry dates.
Right. But again, legacy compliance trackers are built for the audit, not for the operation.
Right.
They are historical record keepers. They just tell you what happened in the past.
And StrikeSec brings all of that, the certificate tracking, the evidence workflows, into one live view. But there is a specific mechanical term they use here that I really want you to unpack, which is archive, not delete governance.
Ah, yes.
Why is that specific mechanism so vital for compliance?
Well, think about a serious incident on a factory floor. If a worker is injured on a Tuesday, an auditor isn't just going to ask what your current safety SOP says today.
No, they want the history.
They are going to demand rock-solid proof of exactly what version of that SOP that specific worker was trained on 3 years ago. They want to know who signed off on their practical assessment and what evidence was provided at that exact moment in time.
Right.
Archive, not delete governance means that when a rule changes, the historical proof of capability is never overwritten or lost. It preserves the exact state of compliance at any given second in history.
And because that compliance engine is hardwired into the live capability record, it changes how a manager runs a shift.
Oh, imperative.
Like if a worker's hazmat certification expires in 14 days, the action engine is already prompting the manager to schedule the renewal. The manager knows someone is undeployable before they step onto the shift, not during a random HR audit 3 months later.
Exactly. It transforms compliance from a reactive historical defense mechanism into a proactive operational tool.
Okay, let's pull all these threads together. We have the learning, we have the verified skills, the dynamic SOPs, the AI actions, and the rock-solid compliance.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, but it all culminates in the ultimate goal of any enterprise, which is deploying your capability. You have to evaluate your talent and confidently allocate them to do the actual work.
Right.
That brings us to Category 7, performance and talent development platforms.
And traditional performance systems have a glaring flaw here. They rely almost entirely on subjective memory.
Oh, the annual review.
Yes. They are built around the annual review, where a manager sits down and tries to remember what an employee accomplished over the last 12 months. It is completely disjointed from daily operational metrics or verified skills.
It's the classic, well, you show up on time and seem like a team player, so here's a 3 out of 5.
Exactly. It's just guesswork.
Mm.
ScreeXX consolidates this entirely through its assessment studio. It still handles those annual reviews, of course, but it also manages back-to-work reviews, disciplinary returns, and routine on-the-job checks.
And it uses real data for that.
Yes. It builds these custom assessment flows,
yeah,
using actual evidence-backed capability data. The progression of an employee isn't based on how well the manager likes them. It's based on verified skill tree progression, completed learning modules, and documented practical sign-offs.
But if I'm the operations director we talked about at the very beginning of this deep dive, sitting there at 5:30 in the morning, I frankly don't have the time to read 50 detailed performance reviews before my shift starts.
No, of course not.
So how does all this granular individual data actually help me schedule the work?
And that is the final piece of the puzzle. Category 8, internal mobility and workforce planning tools. Legacy planning tools focus on headcount. They look at talent pools, job titles, and basic availability.
So they can tell you that John is scheduled to be in the building.
But they can't tell you if John has the live, proven readiness for the specific high-risk demands of today's exact shift. So ScriptJS consolidates this through Shift Studio. It brings capability-aware allocation and demand planning directly into the platform. When that operations director is looking at the 6 a.m. shift, the system is actively cross-referencing the live capability record of every single available employee in the building.
So it's pulling from the LMS data, the skills mapping, the SOP acknowledgments, the compliance certificates, just everything.
Every single piece of evidence. It shows exactly who is capable and compliant for what role right now. It can rank eligible people based on their verified skill level, expose scheduling conflicts where someone isn't cleared for a task they've been assigned, and identify uncovered shift requirements before the workers even walk onto the floor.
That's incredible.
It completely shifts workforce planning from asking who is available to answering who is capable, compliant, and ready.
So Zooming out, the overarching commercial takeaway for enterprise leaders here is profound. Skritchex is not just an LMS trying to bolt on a few shiny HR features to justify a price hike.
No, not at all.
It is a unified capability engine that collapses the fragmentation of 8 different software categories. And by doing that, enterprises aren't just saving money on bloated software licenses.
Although they are definitely saving money.
Right. But more importantly, they are eliminating the dangerous white space between disconnected systems. They are vastly improving their real-time operational readiness and finally deploying their people with total confidence.
Because the friction of moving data between a training silo, an HR silo, and an operational silo is exactly where risk lives. When you unify that journey, from the moment a procedure is written to the learning, to the assessment, to the final shift allocation, you completely eliminate that risk.
Now, for those of you listening who want to dig into the granular mechanics of how all this works, this deep dive is actually part of a wider SkriXX series.
Yeah, there's a lot more to cover.
We have dedicated sessions coming up that go much deeper into their source-linked learning, how they handle SOP impacts in real time, the manager action centers, the shift studio planning, and their enterprise-level reporting and governance.
Because when you start connecting the dots across an entire global enterprise, the scale of what you can optimize is massive.
It really is. But as we wrap up this overview, I want to leave you with a thought that goes beyond just the software itself.
Okay.
We've spent this entire time talking about how SkriXX automates the tracking, the flagging, the compliance checking, and the gap filling that usually falls on the shoulders of middle managers.
It takes away all that digital paper pushing.
Right. But think about what that actually means for the future of your workforce. If a system is perfectly tracking every skill, updating every compliance record, and instantly routing the exact actions needed to keep a shift running safely, well, what happens to the middle manager?
That's a great question.
If they no longer have to spend 60% of their day chasing people down with clipboards to sign off on outdated PDFs, does this finally kill the era of the compliance-chasing manager? And if it does, what could those leaders actually achieve if they were finally freed up to do what they were hired to do? Mentor, coach, and actually lead their people.
It's a huge opportunity.
It's a fascinating shift to consider. We'll see you on the next deep dive.